Galena Elder Sydney Huntington turned 100 years old on Sunday. Hundreds of family, friends, and community members gathered in Galena to celebrate the occasion on Saturday. KIYU's Tim Bodoni reports.
As any reader of his biography, Shadows on the Kaikuk, can attest, Sydney Huntington's life has been full of near-death experiences in the wilderness of the Middle Yukon and Kaikuk River valleys. At his centennial birthday celebration, Sydney recounted one of those experiences, in which he got lost in extreme cold temperatures while chasing down a marten. With only an axe, a gun, and the clothes on his back, he was forced to make camp. Exhausted and near death, he remembered a story told by the late elder Edwin Simon, advising him to make two fires instead of one. With that life-saving advice in mind, Sydney came to realize that not only must young people listen to elders, but elders also have the responsibility to tell the truth.
I always give credit to Edwin Simon for teaching me to save my life.
Sydney saved himself in other ways, as his daughter Agnes Sweetser remembered.
When you realized that your drinking was affecting us negatively, you had your last. When you were told that to continue to smoke would cost you your life, you had your last. Maybe it was your stubbornness that helped some, but I think it was more your love of life, and believing your life was more than just about you and your good times and self-satisfaction. It was also about all of us, and we thank you.
Besides quitting drinking and smoking, Sydney also attributed his longevity to eating small, light meals, something he said he learned from the Japanese. Also at the centennial, family members read a selection of birthday greetings that Sydney has been receiving from the likes of President Obama, Senator Murkowski, Governor Walker, and Lieutenant Governor Malott, and the co-author of Shadows on the Kaikuk, Jim Reardon. Sydney lives at the Yukon Kaikuk Elder Assisted Living Facility in Galena, along with his wife of 70 years, Angela. The K-12 school in Galena, where the party took place, is named after him, and he remains a strong advocate for public education and high school basketball. Until recent health challenges, he attended every Galena Hawks practice and game. In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.